that, yeah,
That's okay.
especially that default setting.
Yeah, that's no problem. It can be recorded, but we'll also be recording on WBAs and for the cloud. So go ahead, Betsy, take us through the meeting.
Okay. All right. Can you all see my screen?
Yep.
Great. Okay. So, for the sake of recording, I guess we'll do a roll call. So I am Betsy, and also with WMBA or WBA is Megan Murphy. We have Shelby Clymer with CLA, Clay Winder. We do have Clay's note taker. And Johnny Christensen, Boyd Brown, Chase Hanusa, and I think that's it. Did I miss anybody? Okay. Well, with that, we do have a quorum, and so we will call the meeting to order with preliminary action items. First, we need to approve the agenda. Are there any comments or questions to the agenda or additions to the agenda?
Oh, but I motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
I second.
All right, that is so noted. Next, we will open the hearing up to public comment. Members of the public can express their views, limited to 3 minutes. I don't see any members of the public. If there is someone from the public, can you please say hello? All right. With no one from the public here, we can move on to our action items for today. First, we would like to approve the minutes from the July 14th meeting. Let me see if I can share the meeting packet. Grab that instead.
I'm sharing the packet, Betsy.
Are you good? Okay.
Yep.
All right. Any questions or any additions needed for the minutes from the July 14th meeting? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll motion to approve the minutes.
Great. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Who was that seconded? Sorry.
Clay seconds the motion.
Oh, thanks, Clay.
Yep.
Okay, moving on to the I think the purpose for this meeting, adopting the resolution of cost acceptance number 4. Let's see, Chase, would you like to step through this?
Sure, I can give a quick overview, and then if any of the board members or consultants have any additional questions for me, feel free to ask. So we generally what this cost cert covers is invoices related to the offsite sanitary sewer and then the offsite water lines. Some of these invoices were partially reimbursed as part of prior cost certification. So this one is grabbing the additional portions of those eligible costs that have not yet been reimbursed. The report also talks about a payment directly or a payment to be made directly to Salem City. That payment covers largely electrical service to be provided to the site. There's some smaller permitting costs in there as well, but as I mentioned, the biggest hitter on those is the electrical. So the portion to be reimbursed to the developer is $536,474.01. And the amount we're showing to be paid directly to Salem City for the fees is $655,024.92. Does anyone have any questions or want me to talk through our process further?
Nope.
With no questions, I'll entertain a motion to approve or to adopt the resolution of cost acceptance number 4.
I'll make that motion. It's Boyd.
Is there a second?
I'll second, Johnny.
Okay, thank you. So noted. Next, we will move on to the approval of the June 30th, 2025, the unaudited financial statements. Shelby, would you like to step through that?
Yeah, I will go through that really quickly. And before I start, Boyd, following this meeting, I'll send you the two requisitions to you and Becky to get those signed, and then we'll get those over to UMB as soon as possible to get those payments made.
Great, thank you.
On the lookout. All right, so board, we like to have the quarterly financials in front of you, just kind of for your duty as board members. So I'll run through these pretty quickly, stop me with any questions along the way. So total assets at the end of June were just under 4.8 million. About 3.3 million was in the capital projects fund. Following the requisitions today, current balance there will be about 1.7 million. About 1.4 million was in the debt service fund for the reserve and then capitalized interest, and then about 128,000 in that working capital fund, and then current liabilities for accounts payable about 10,000. Next page is the general fund budget to actual. Not a whole lot to note there. All expenditures are trending in line with budget through June. We'll of course update those projections once we get into the 2026 budget preparation as well. Megan, do you mind scrolling down to page 25 of the packet? Okay, next page is the debt service budget to actual. Activity here through June is really just interest that's earned on the fund sitting at with the trustee. I would note that bond interest, that first payment is not due until December 1, so we'll see that expense come through towards the end of the year. And then next page is the capital projects fund. So activity here primarily been acceptance of costs through June for just under 1.8 million for those reimbursements paid out. And then some accounting, legal, and engineering fees as well to kind of support that cost verification process. Any questions on any of this? If not, we just want a motion to accept the financials today.
A motion to accept the financials, Johnny.
Do we have a second?
I'll second, Boyd.
Hi, thanks, so noted.
All right, and then last item, we just have the claims listing. So this shows all disbursements made since the last time we met in mid-July. This does include the two requisitions from the cost verification today. So amounts for the last couple of months, $1,204,000 and change. Happy to take any questions. Otherwise, we just need a motion to approve.
A motion to approve, Boyd.
I'll second, Johnny.
Okay. So noted. That brings us just to the administrative non-action items. If there's anyone who hasn't sent the confirmation of their completed annual trustee training for 2025, this is your reminder to do so. If you need me to send you those links, let me know.
I believe all three of us have done it.
I don't have it in front of me, but I believe you're right. If not, I'll send an email, but I think you're all up to date. Great. So with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn and enjoy your weekend.
Is there a second?
Boy, that's you, buddy. You got it?
I second the motion. Thank you.
Well, then it's official. Everyone has to enjoy the weekend. With that, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Bye.